This is South Carolina Public Radio for the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. I'm Colin McCauley with My Telehealth. When the government shut down last month, Medicare telehealth flexibilities put in place in 2020 expired, meaning telehealth access reverted to pre-pandemic rules. Before COVID, the Medicare program only covered telehealth services provided at facilities like clinics or hospitals, not in homes. There were also special allowances for mental health and substance use treatment via telehealth. Almost 7 million Americans on Medicare use telehealth. As the shutdown drags on, health systems are moving forward with little direction on how to deliver care.
We have not stopped telehealth services for Medicare patients. We still offer that service as we have been for the last several years. We are not holding claims. We are processing claims, business as usual. However, knowing that we probably will not get paid immediately on those.
That's Jerry Andrews, the Chief Medical Officer at CARE South Carolina, a federally qualified health center serving the PD region.
Unfortunately, the guidance that has been coming out federally has been kind of hit or miss and also has been contradictory. So we have just kind of decided to just stay the course, continue to provide the service and continue to file claims and just go from there.
Other health systems are also taking that same approach. Here's Dr. Danette McElhaney. She runs Bamberg Family Practice, a rural health clinic in Bamberg, South Carolina.
We've just decided to go forward with business. We're sending the claims out. And we will see if they pay. We think they'll come back and pay at the end. If we need to refile, we'll refile, but we aren't stopping seeing patients. We're continuing with all the services the same because we want to continue to provide the same care to our patients, even during the shutdown.
Some health systems are hoping when the shutdown does end, telehealth flexibilities will be reinstated. Then claims can be retroactively reimbursed. However, other organizations are not willing to take that financial risk. Here's Sonia Ebling, the director of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance.
Organizations are responding in different ways. There's a lot of confusion around kind of how to respond, or there's no clear kind of best practice approach for how to respond to the situation.
Ebling surveyed South Carolina health systems to find out how patient care has been impacted by the shutdown.
I would say the majority of folks that responded are either continuing telehealth business as usual and possibly like holding claims. And they're also, a lot of them are notifying patients of potential charges should they not be reimbursed for the services.
She says some organizations have stopped scheduling new telehealth appointments out of concern that they may not be reimbursed once the shutdown ends. And other health systems are requiring all Medicare patients to be seen in person.
There's still a lot of uncertainty and a lot of questions, and that could be impacting patient access to telehealth in South Carolina. We're hoping that this gets resolved soon and that the flexibilities will be reinstated retroactively so that we can avoid any gaps in coverage for patients.
In a rural state like South Carolina, many patients already face barriers to care, including transportation challenges and provider shortages. Ebling says telehealth offers a solution as it increases access to care. She says the SCTA is looking to the American Telemedicine Association and other national organizations to continue advocating for these telehealth flexibilities to eventually be made permanent. I'm Colin McCauley with My Telehealth. To follow our stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. You can also hear this report on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.